supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what do you make of this idea that loneliness could make us angry and even hateful toward each other?
Well, the vast majority of people who are lonely become depressed, isolated, and I think we have to be careful here not to confuse loneliness with shame. If one feels rejected, pushed away, I'm going to oversimplify this, that they have one of two choices, either to withdraw and isolate and blame themselves, or to act out and blame others. Those seem to be essentially the only two choices. I've been rejected because there's something wrong with me, or I've been rejected because there's something wrong with you. And that puts one at risk.
It sounds like our lives are getting lonelier. Any guesses on why that is? People say they are feeling lonely and they have fewer close friends.
Loneliness ultimately is about feeling alone in the world, whether you're with a group or not. So what combats feeling alone is opening up to someone, saying that you feel lonely, saying whatever is going on inside. We tend to do that much less these days because we're living in an age of anxiety. There is so much anxiety all over the place. You know, you talk about the anger and rage in communities and in Washington, but underneath it all is about fear. Are you going to take away what I have? You know, if you get away from all the rhetoric, it's fear underneath it.
What can people do to create community wherever they live, whether it's their hometown or not, whether they've been there a long time or not?
I think what helps most is reaching out and helping someone else. I have always said that the path to mental health is through the pursuit of social health. If you want to feel better, help make the world a better place. Reach out to someone. Join a community that helps the homeless. Help with children or old people. Just reach out and hang out with them. It's enormously helpful. And you will find kindred spirits there.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.